The Book of Hosea, Chapter 1. The word of Yahuwah that came unto Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziahu, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Yehuda, and in the days of Yeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. The beginning of the word of Yahuwah by Hosea. And Yahuwah said to Hosea, Go, take unto you a woman of whoredoms and children of whoredoms, for the land has committed great whoredom, departing from Yahuwah. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Divlaim, which conceived and bore him a son. And Yahuwah said unto him, Call his name Yisrael, for yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Yisrael upon the house of Yahu, and will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Yashareel. And it shall come to pass at that day that I will break the bow of Yashareel in the valley of Yisrael. And she conceived again and bore a daughter. And Elohim said unto him, Call her name Lo-Rakamah, for I will no more have mercy upon the house of Yashareel, but I will utterly take them away. But I will have mercy upon the house of Yehuda, and will save them by Yahuwah Elohim, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen. Now when she had weaned Lo-Rukamah, she conceived and bore a son. Then said Elohim, Call his name Lo-Ami, for ye are not my people, and I will not be your Elohim. Yet the number of the children of Yashareel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, Ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, Ye are the sons of the living El. Then shall the children of Yehuda and the children of Yashareel be gathered together, and appoint themselves one head, and they shall come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Yisrael. Chapter 2. Say ye unto your brethren, Ami, and to your sisters, Rakamah. Plead with your mother, plead, for she is not my woman, neither am I her man. Let her therefore put away her whoredoms out of her sight, and her adulteries from between her breasts, lest I strip her naked, and set her as in the day that she was born, and make her as a wilderness, and set her like a dry land, and slay her with thirst. And I will not have mercy upon her children, for they be the children of whoredoms. For their mother has played the harlot. She that conceived them has done shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lovers, that give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, my oil and my drink. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up your way with thorns, and make a wall, that she shall not find her paths. And she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them. And she shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then shall she say, I will go and return to my first man, for then was it better with me than now. For she did not know that I gave her grain and wine and oil, and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. Therefore will I return and take away my grain in the time thereof, and my wine in the season thereof, and will recover my wool and my flax given to cover her nakedness. And now will I discover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and none shall deliver her out of my hand. I will also cause all her mirth to cease, her feast days, her new months, and her Shabbats, and all her solemn feasts. And I will destroy her vines and her fig trees, whereof she has said, These are my rewards that my lovers have given me, and I will make them a forest, and the beasts of the field shall eat them. And I will visit upon her the days of Balaam, wherein she burned incense to them, and she decked herself with her earrings and her jewels, and she went after her lovers, and forgot me, says Yahuwah. Therefore, behold, I will allure her, and bring her into the wilderness, and speak comfortably unto her. And I will give her her vineyards from thence in the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Mitzrayim. And it shall be at that day, says Yahuwah, that you shall call me Ishi, and shall call me no more Baali. For I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. And in that day will I cut a covenant for them with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, and with the creeping things of the ground. And I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth, and will make them to lie down safely. and I will betroth you unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth you unto me in righteousness, and in judgment, and in loving kindness, and in mercies. I will even betroth you unto me in faithfulness, and you shall know Yahuwah. And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear, says Yahuwah, I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. And the earth shall hear the grain, and the wine, and the oil, and they shall hear Yisrael. And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which were not my people, you are my people, and they shall say, you are my Elohim. Chapter 3. Then said Yahuwah unto me, go yet, love a woman beloved of her friend, yet a woman who breaks wedlock, according to the love of Yahuwah, toward the children of Yasharel, who look to other Elohim, and love flagons of wine. So I bought her to me for 15 pieces of silver, and for a homer of barley, and a half homer of barley. And I said unto her, you shall abide for me many days, you shall not play the harlot, and you shall not be for another man, so will I also be for you. For the children of Yasharel shall abide many days without a king, and without a prince, and without a sacrifice, and without an image, and without an ephod, and without teraphim. Afterward shall the children of Yasharel return, and seek Yahuwah Elohim, and at David their king, and shall fear El Yahuwah and his goodness in the latter days. Chapter 4. Hear the word of Yahuwah, ye children of Yasharel, for Yahuwah has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of Elohim in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and breaking wedlock they break out, and blood touches blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwells therein shall languish, with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven, yea, the fish of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive nor reprove another, for your people are as they that strive with the priest. Therefore shall you fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with you in the night, and I will destroy your mother. My people are destroyed for lack of the knowledge. Because you have rejected the knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me. Seeing you have forgotten the Torah of your Elohim, I will also forget your children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be like people, like priest, and I will punish them for their ways, and reward them their doings. For they shall eat, and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom, and shall not increase, because they have left off to take heed to Yahuwah. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. My people ask counsel at their trees, and their staff declares unto them. For the ruach of whoredoms has caused them to err, and they have gone a-whoring from under their Elohim. They sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains, and burn incense upon the hills, under oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall break wedlock. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they break wedlock. For themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore the people that do not understand shall fall. Though you, Yasharel, play the harlot, yet let not Yehuda offend, and come not ye unto Gilgal, neither go ye up to Beth Aven, nor swear Yahuwah lives. For Yasharel slides back as a backsliding heifer. Now Yahuwah will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Ephraim is joined to idols, let him alone. Their drink is sour, they have committed whoredom continually. Give her rulers to love with shame. The wind has bound her up in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. Chapter 5. Hear ye this, O priests, and hearken, ye house of Yasharel, and give ye ear, O house of the king, for judgment is toward you, because ye have been a snare on Mitzpah, and a net spread upon Tavor. And the revolters are profound to make slaughter, though I have been a rebuker of them all. I know Ephraim, and Yasharel is not hid from me. For now, O Ephraim, you commit whoredom, and Yasharel is defiled. They will not frame their doings to turn unto their Elohim, for the ruach of whoredoms is in the midst of them, and they have not known Yahuwah. and the pride of Yasharel testifies to his face. Therefore shall Yasharel and Ephraim fall in their iniquity, Yehuda also shall fall with them. They shall go with their flocks and with their herds to seek Yahuwah, but they shall not find him. He has withdrawn himself from them. They have dealt treacherously against Yahuwah, for they have begotten strange children. Now shall a month devour them with their portions. Blow ye the shofar in Giva, and the trumpet in Ramah. Cry aloud at Beth Aven after you, O Benjamin. Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of rebuke. Among the tribes of Yasharel have I made known that which shall surely be. The princes of Yehuda were like them that removed the bound. Therefore I will pour out my wrath upon them like water. Ephraim is oppressed and broken in judgment, because he willingly walked after the commandment. Therefore will I be unto Ephraim as moth, and to the house of Yehuda as rottenness. When Ephraim saw his sickness, and Yehuda saw his wound, then went Ephraim to El Ashur, and sent to King Yarev. Yet could he not heal you, nor cure you of your wound. For I will be unto Ephraim as a lion, and as a young lion to the house of Yehuda. I, even I, will tear and go away. I will take away, and none shall rescue him. I will go and return to my place, till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction they will seek me early. Chapter 6. Come, and let us return unto El Yahuwah, for he has torn, and he will heal us. He has smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know Yahuwah, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. O Ephraim, what shall I do unto you? O Yehuda, what shall I do unto you? For your goodness is as a morning cloud, and as the early dew it goes away. Therefore have I hewed them by the prophets, I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and your judgments are as the light that goes forth. For I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of Elohim more than ascending smoke offerings. But they, like men, have transgressed the covenant. There have they dealt treacherously against me. Gilead is a city of them that work iniquity, and is polluted with blood. And as troops of robbers wait for a man, so the company of priests murder in the way by consent, for they commit lewdness. I have seen a horrible thing in the house of Yasharel. There is the whoredom of Ephraim. Yasharel is defiled. Also, O Yehuda, he has set a harvest for you when I returned the captivity of my people. Chapter 7. When I would have healed Yasharel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered, and the wickedness of Samaria. For they commit falsehood, and the thief comes in, and the troop of robbers spoils without. And they consider not in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness. Now their own doings have beset them about, they are before my face. They make the king glad with their wickedness, and the princes with their lies. They all break wedlock as an oven heated by the baker, who ceases from raising after he has kneaded the dough until it be leavened. In the day of our king the princes have made him sick and furious with wine. He stretched out his hand with scorners. For they have made ready their heart like an oven, while they lie in wait. Their baker sleeps all the night, in the morning it burns as a flaming fire. They are all hot as an oven, and have devoured their judges. All their kings are fallen. There is none among them that calls unto me. Ephraim, he has mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned. Strangers have devoured his strength, and he knows it not. Yea, gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet he knows not. And the pride of Yasharel testifies to his face, and they do not return to El Yahuwah Elohim, nor seek him for all this. Ephraim also is like a silly dove without heart. They call to Mitzrayim, they go to Ashur. When they shall go, I will spread my net upon them. I will bring them down as the fowls of the heavens. I will chastise them as their assembly has heard. Woe unto them, for they have fled from me, destruction unto them, because they have transgressed against me. Though I have redeemed them, yet they have spoken lies against me. And they have not cried unto me with their heart when they howled upon their beds. They assemble themselves for grain and wine, and they rebel against me. Though I have bound and strengthened their arms, yet do they imagine mischief against me. They return, but not to El Elyon. They are like a deceitful bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue. This shall be their derision in the land of Mitzrayim. Chapter 8. Set the shofar to your mouth. He shall come as an eagle against the house of Yahuwah, because they have transgressed my covenant and trespassed against my Torah. Yasharel shall cry unto me, my Elohim, we know you. Yasharel has cast off the thing that is good. The enemy shall pursue him. They have set up kings, but not by me. They have made princes, and I knew it not. Of their silver and their gold have they made them idols, that they may be cut off. Your calf, O Samaria, has cast you off. My anger is kindled against them. How long will it be ere they attain to innocency? For from Yasharel was it also, the workman made it, therefore it is not Elohim, but the calf of Samaria shall be broken in pieces. For they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. It has no stalk, the bud shall yield no meal. If so be it yield, the stranger shall swallow it up. Yasharel is swallowed up. Now shall they be among the other nations as a vessel wherein is no pleasure. For they are gone up to Ashur, a wild ass alone by himself. Ephraim has hired lovers. Yet, though they have hired among the nations, now will I gather them, and they shall sorrow a little for the burden of the king of princes. Because Ephraim has made many altars to sin, altars shall be unto him to sin. I have written to him the great things of my Torah, but they were counted as a strange thing. They sacrifice flesh for the sacrifices of my offerings and eat it, but Yahuwah accepts them not. Now will he remember their iniquity and visit their sins. They shall return to Mitzrayim. For Yasharel has forgotten his maker and builds temples, and Yehuda has multiplied fenced cities. But I will send a fire upon his cities, and it shall devour the palaces thereof. Chapter 9. Rejoice not, O Yasharel, for joy, as other people, for you have gone a-whoring from your Elohim. You have loved a reward upon every threshing floor. The floor and the winepress shall not feed them, and the new wine shall fail in her. They shall not dwell in Yahuwah's land, but Ephraim shall return to Mitzrayim, and they shall eat unclean things in Ashur. They shall not offer wine offerings to Yahuwah, neither shall they be pleasing unto him. Their sacrifices shall be unto them as the bread of mourners. All that eat thereof shall be polluted, for their bread for their soul shall not come into the house of Yahuwah. What will you do in the solemn day and in the day of the feast of Yahuwah? For lo, they are gone because of destruction. Mitzrayim shall gather them up. Memphis shall bury them. The pleasant places for their silver, nettles shall possess them, thorns shall be in their tabernacles. The days of visitation are come, the days of recompense are come. Yasharel shall know it, the prophet is a fool, the spiritual man is mad, for the multitude of your iniquity and the great hatred. The watchman of Ephraim was with my Elohim, but the prophet is a snare of a fowler in all his ways, and hatred in the house of his Elohim. They have deeply corrupted themselves as in the days of Giva. Therefore he will remember their iniquity, he will visit their sins. I found Yasharel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first ripe in the fig tree at her first time. But they went to Baal Peor and separated themselves unto that shame, and their abominations were according as they loved. As for Ephraim, their glory shall fly away like a bird from the birth, and from the womb, and from the conception. Though they bring up their children, yet will I bereave them, that there shall not be a man left. Yea, woe also to them when I depart from them. Ephraim, as I saw Tyre, is planted in a pleasant place, but Ephraim shall bring forth his children to the murderer. Give them, O Yahuwah, what will you give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts. All their wickedness is in Gilgal, for there I hated them. For the wickedness of their doings I will drive them out of my house. I will love them no more. All their princes are revolters. Ephraim is smitten, their root is dried up. They shall bear no fruit. Yea, though they bring forth, yet will I slay even the beloved fruit of their womb. My Elohim will cast them away, because they did not hearken unto him, and they shall be wanderers among the nations. Chapter 10. Yasharel is an empty vine, he brings forth fruit unto himself. According to the multitude of his fruit, he has increased the altars. According to the goodness of his land, they have made goodly images. Their heart is divided, now shall they be found faulty. He shall break down their altars, he shall spoil their images. For now they shall say, we have no king, because we feared not Yahuwah. What then should a king do to us? They have spoken words, swearing falsely and cutting a covenant. Thus judgment springs up as hemlock in the furrows of the field. The inhabitants of Samaria shall fear because of the calves of Beth Aven, for the people thereof shall mourn over it, and the priests thereof that rejoiced on it, for the glory thereof, because it is departed from it. It shall be also carried unto Ashur for a present to King Yarev. Ephraim shall receive shame, and Yasharel shall be ashamed of his own counsel. As for Samaria, her king is cut off as the foam upon the water. The high places also of Aven, the sin of Yasharel, shall be destroyed. The thorn and the thistle shall come up on their altars, and they shall say to the mountains, cover us, and to the hills, fall on us. O Yasharel, you have sinned from the days of Giva. There they stood. The battle in Giva against the children of iniquity did not overtake them. It is in my desire that I should chastise them, and the people shall be gathered against them, when they shall bind themselves in their two furrows. And Ephraim is as a heifer that is taught, and loves to tread out the grain, but I passed over upon her fair neck. I will make Ephraim to ride, Yehuda shall plow, and Yaakov shall break his clods. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek Yahuwah, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Ye have plowed wickedness, ye have reaped iniquity, ye have eaten the fruit of lies, because you trusted in your way, in the multitude of your mighty men. Therefore shall a tumult arise among your people, and all your fortresses shall be spoiled, as Shalman spoiled Beth Arbel in the day of battle. The mother was dashed in pieces upon her children. So shall Bethel do unto you because of your great wickedness. In a morning shall the king of Yasharel utterly be cut off. Chapter 11. When Yasharel was a child, then I loved him, and called my son out of Mitzrayim. As they called them, so they went from them. They sacrificed unto Balaam, and burned incense to graven images. I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arms, but they knew not that I healed them. I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love, and I was to them as they take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat unto them. He shall not return into the land of Mitzrayim, but Ashur shall be his king, because they refused to return. And the sword shall abide on his cities, and shall consume his branches, and devour them, because of their own counsels. And my people are bent to backsliding from me, though they called them to El Al, none at all would exalt him. How shall I give you up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver you, Yasharel? How shall I make you as Adma? How shall I set you as Zeophim? My heart is turned within me, my repentings are kindled together. I will not execute the fierceness of my anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, for I am El and not man, the Holy One in the midst of you, and I will not enter into the city. They shall walk after Yahuwah. He shall roar like a lion. When he shall roar, then the children shall tremble from the west. They shall tremble as a bird out of Mitzrayim, and as a dove out of the land of Ashur, and I will place them in their houses, says Yahuwah. Ephraim compasses me about with lies, and the house of Yasharel with deceit, but Yehuda yet rules with El, and is faithful with the Kodeshim. Chapter 12. Ephraim feeds on wind, and follows after the east wind. He daily increases lies and desolation, and they do cut a covenant with the Ashurim, and oil is carried into Mitzrayim. Yahuwah has also a controversy with Yehuda, and will punish Yaakov according to his ways, according to his doings will he recompense him. He took his brother by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with Elohim. Yea, he had power over the angel, and he prevailed. He wept and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spoke with us. Even Yahuwah Elohai Sevaot, Yahuwah is his mention. Therefore turn to your Elohim, guard mercy and judgment, and wait on your Elohim continually. He is a merchant, the balances of deceit are in his hand, he loves to oppress. And Ephraim said, yet I have become rich, I have found my substance, in all my labors they shall find no iniquity in me that is sin. And I that am Yahuwah Elohaka from the land of Mitzrayim will yet make you to dwell in tabernacles as in the days of the solemn feast. I have also spoken by the prophets, and I have multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophets. Is there iniquity in Gilead? Surely they are vanity. They sacrifice bullocks in Gilgal. Yeah, their altars are heaps in the furrows of the fields. And Yaakov fled into the country of Aram, and Yasharel served for a woman, and for a woman he guarded sheep. And by a prophet Yahuwah brought Yasharel out of Mitzrayim, and by a prophet was he guarded. Ephraim provoked him to anger most bitterly. Therefore shall he leave his blood upon him, and his reproach shall his Adonai return unto him. Chapter 13. When Ephraim spoke trembling, he exalted himself in Yasharel, but when he offended in Baal, he died. And now they sin more and more, and have made them molten images of their silver and idols according to their own understanding, all of it the work of the craftsmen. They say of them, let the men that sacrifice kiss the calves. Therefore they shall be as the morning cloud, and as the early dew that passes away, as the chaff that is driven with the whirlwind out of the floor, and as the smoke out of the chimney. Yet I am Yahuwah Elohaka from the land of Mitzrayim, and you shall know no Elohim but me, for there is no Savior beside me. I did know you in the wilderness, in the land of great drought. According to their pasture, so were they filled. They were filled, and their heart was exalted. Therefore have they forgotten me. Therefore I will be unto them as a lion, as a leopard by the way will I observe them. I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelps, and will rend the caul of their heart, and there will I devour them like a lion. The wild beast shall tear them. O Yasharel, you have destroyed yourself, but in me is your help. I will be your king. Where is any other that may save you in all your cities, and your judges of whom you said, give me a king and princes? I gave you a king in my anger, and took him away in my wrath. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up, his sin is hid. The sorrows of a travailing woman shall come upon him. He is an unwise son, for he should not stay long in the place of the breaking forth of children. I will ransom them from the power of Sheol. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be your plagues. O Sheol, I will be your destruction. Repentance shall be hid from my eyes. Though he be fruitful among his brethren, an east wind shall come, the wind of Yahuwah shall come up from the wilderness, and his spring shall become dry, and his fountain shall be dried up. He shall spoil the treasure of all pleasant vessels. Samaria shall become desolate, for she has rebelled against her Elohim. They shall fall by the sword. Their infants shall be dashed in pieces, and their women with child shall be ripped up. Chapter 14. O Yasharel, return unto Yahuwah Elohaka, for you have fallen by your iniquity. Take with you words, and turn to El Yahuwah. Say unto him, take away all iniquity, and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. A shore shall not save us, we will not ride upon horses, neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, ye are our Elohim, for in you the fatherless finds mercy. I will heal their backsliding, I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew unto Yasharel, he shall grow as the lily, and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. They that dwell under his shadow shall return, they shall revive as the grain, and grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is your fruit found. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of Yahuwah are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein.